The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. For some time ago, our veneration towards our Heavenly Mother is a kind of differences between us and the Christian churches. But today it's less and less. And many, many pastors, they understand the meaning of our relationship with our Heavenly Mother. I heard one of the Lutheran pastors in Germany, his name is Dieter Fürst. He said openly once, "Now I know that we Christians share the vocation of our Heavenly Mother, the Blessed Mother." Why he said this? Because our Heavenly Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, gave Jesus to the world. And we Christians, when we live up to our calling in mutual love, we bear Jesus in our midst, because Jesus promised, "Where two or three are united in my name," that means when we love one another, "I am in your midst." So we Christians, when we try to love one another, we bring Jesus forth in our community, amidst of us. So this is a calling, the call. The Blessed Mother is give birth to the Son of God. We too, through our mutual love, we give Jesus to the world. So in this sense, we have a kind of understanding between us and the new churches. But anyway, it's more important that we, today the Feast of Holy Rosary, so first of all, the 16th century, because through the rosary, the Muslims were beaten. Otherwise today, the whole Europe will be Muslims. But anyway, whatever, it's more important. Through the rosary, every day, we meditate part of the life of Jesus, and let the Word of God be incarnate again in us. This is more important. The importance is that we live the Word of God. That's the life. Only life is the Word, His Word. And Mary gave the Word of God to us. And we live up and we share this joy, this peace in the Lord.